Nancy Danoff. She is the State Board of Education with the State Board of Education. Good morning, Nancy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just fine. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, thanks for being with us. According to test scores, statewide Michigan merit ATC scores were climbing. And when we look at Michigan's merit exam this spring, which tests juniors, apparently most of Michigan is improving.
Absolutely. Much of Michigan is improving, and the good thing is that because we have this at a local level as well, it allows parents, teachers, and communities to see where it is that their children stand and what needs yet to be done, which is what this is all about, to make certain that we get every single child in Michigan proficient and ready for college or career for the rest of their lives.
Now, if folks want to take a look at these scores, is there a database somewhere?
Actually, there is, and probably one of the best ones, probably one of the best ones that you could go to is there is a database that the DetroitNews.com has worked with us to put on, and you can actually search by district, by state, by county, by actual building, and find out the actual scores. So that would be a great place for people to go.
All right. Tell us the schools throughout the state, the top few that come to mind that fared the best in this exam.
I don't have exact schools in front of me. I know that overall that the increases were the most dramatic in writing. Writing scores increased from 40% to 47% between 2007 and 2011. Math increased between 46% to 52%. Science from 56% to 61%, and reading from 60% to 63% in proficiency.
Well, apparently a lot of mid-Michigan area schools fared pretty well in this exam, but Lansing 11th graders did not fare as well. What's your perspective on that?
Well, I think this is an opportunity for Lansing, as they are doing, looking at their students and saying, what is the concern that we have? Where is the problem? How do we get that fixed? How do we work with our not only our districts, but our parents, our students, to make certain that the schools have the answers to what needs to be done in order for children to become proficient? And I think that's the real key to this, is because we've broken it down by school building, then it's easier for administrators and teachers and parents, because I think parents are a very critical piece of this success, is how they understand this, how they are able to support their students, and how students then understand the work they have yet to be done. So I guess I'm hopeful that I answered your question.
Well, it's an interesting topic to discuss, because I receive a lot of phone calls and a lot of emails from different perspectives on the education system. It's been attacked here in the state of Michigan, and I hear from teachers and administrators that say state government and the media, as well as the general public, are looking at them as the enemy. They're receiving cuts to their pay, to their benefits, to their retirement. They don't have enough funding for their classroom. Yet on the other side, I hear that these folks really have had it made in the shade, especially with retirement benefits. And if you look at the test scores here, and let's just talk about the 11th graders in the city of Lansing, they're not looking too good.
Well, I think that we have to put that in perspective, too. I think that if you look across those test scores, for instance, at Sexton, they're up in every single category with the exception of writing. So that tells Sexton that what they need to do now is they need to focus on writing. And what is it are we currently doing with writing in our curriculum that has not allowed this success to take place? What is it that our students do not understand about the writing criteria that has not allowed them to be successful? And given those two answers, what do we do now to adjust our curriculum, adjust the way we look at writing in our curriculum to make that a better score next year? And so I'm not sure it's as dire as people would like us to think it is. I think it's more informative. And that's what these scores are all about, because as everyone knows, a single test is not it's not the only indicator of what is happening in a school. But what it does do is it becomes a diagnostic. And it allows schools, parents, and students to look and say what needs to be changed. Everett, on the other hand, they were up in writing. They were up in math. They have some work to do in reading.
All right, let's just say that Everett, Eastern, Waverly, and Sexton were all up. Let's just say they all improved. I'll give you that one. But when you look at the test scores in those four schools versus what's going on in DeWitt, East Lansing, and Okemos, what are the teachers in those schools doing differently than the teachers in the schools in those four schools? And what are the parents doing differently? And what are the administrators doing differently?
And you know what? That is the critical question. I'm glad you asked that, because that is exactly the question that the schools, the teachers and the administrators in those buildings should be asking. And then they have the summer to go over and find what is it that you are doing. Let's have those meetings. Let's have those conversations. Let's make certain that we do have best practice in place. And that's exactly what this test is designed to do, is to allow those schools to see where they stand, to see what the level of proficiency of their students are, and where can we search in our local area to find excellence, and what can we learn from those districts that will allow us to become better in our practice. And so you've asked absolutely the right question.
All right, Nancy Danoff is with the State Board of Education. Nancy, fascinating conversation. Thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you for having me on.